McFadden, of your staff. I'll try to make this brief. I know people are waiting for another item, and it's been a long day already. In January, you asked me or staff to come back this month with a timeline for that described the major steps between now and the time at which we would present for your consideration a temperature policy basin plan amendment. And I've done that, and I'm happy to share that with you right now. So I've prepared this in a Gantt chart format because that's what geeky engineers like me like to do. And so the way this is interpreted is we have different weeks of the month going off to the right and different tasks in a list on the left. The first task identified in this schedule is to get the public notice out for the scoping, and we intend to conduct our scoping meetings towards the end of June. And also, while we're out and about in the region doing the scoping, we also want to meet with some of our stakeholders. I will mention that although stakeholder outreach is identified periodically in this schedule, that's when we are conducting outreach in a very intentional way, but we're always available to discuss things with stakeholders, and I do anticipate that there will be a lot of other discussions that aren't represented here. And the same also applies with coordination with other agencies, that we would also begin, we have already started that, but we'll keep doing that in earnest as we begin drafting the basin plan language and the staff report. Staff report's probably the larger item there. We anticipate it's going to be about a four-month time frame that we'll be developing that. And then once we get that draft together, we'll be, again, talking with our sister agencies and stakeholders. But and then we'll go to some internal review, which we think would take us about 5 weeks beyond that. And that would close with a regional board update. So that's a milestone in this effort. Is in approximately the beginning of December, we'll come back and let you know our progress and where we're at. and then based on the feedback we've received from you internally, talking with agencies and stakeholders, we'll begin revising the document again to incorporate that feedback. We'll have to have another round of internal review and stakeholder outreach and coordination with other agencies leading up to public release of documents for comment at the end of February of 2013, a public comment period that would encompass all of March and into April. We anticipate having a public workshop about March, at the March meeting, or at least sometime in that comment period. I realize I didn't check the schedule, the board meeting schedule. Following the public comment period and the public workshop, we'll go back to revising documents, incorporating comments, that sort of thing. Again, more outreach with the stakeholders, that's, you know, a given. With the ultimate goal of presenting the temperature policy basin plan for consideration for adoption into the basin plan at about the beginning of August. And this schedule represents optimism because it has us submitting it to the state board after that first hearing where it's considered for adoption. That's our plan for getting from here to there. And if you have any questions or comments, I'd be happy to take them.
Brian, I believe it was, I had given you some specific elements, which, you know, this is a timeline, which is great. Elements. Can you back up one, please? One whole calendar year. So you come back to us, you've got public outreach, and we've got an update on this towards December. That's the first time we're going to kind of see it again, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I would just encourage you at that time, at our last board meeting where we had, or maybe it was one before that, where we had discussed it, I had given you some specific direction of things that kind of some elements, and if I didn't bring them with me, I probably should have, because you've given us a timeline, which is exactly what we asked for. Since you don't see us again, and not that we're going to necessarily have a whole lot of involvement up to, we will for part of it, but just encourage you maybe just go back and look if we gave you direction, maybe of maybe elements and things we were talking about with the policy development, the basin plan policy development part of this thing. Encourage you maybe just to go back and look at that.
I'll definitely do that.
Okay. If you don't have it, let me know, because I do.
Okay.
My dog didn't eat it, so we're good.
I'm sorry if I'm remiss in...
No, you're not at all, because you're doing just what we asked you to do, which is to bring back a timeline, and you've got your major elements and milestones in here. It's just, you know, the detail and how this thing goes is subject to the participation, the CEQA outcome, and all that kind of stuff, too, and I realize that. So just reminding you that we did, or I did, and I believe some of my colleagues also maybe gave you some elements of what we thought might be in that type of policy.
Okay. I'll take a look at that.
Yeah. Any other board member questions or comments? Okay. Fantastic. Thank you very much. And I don't have any speakers.